Chemistry in English. Frontiers of chemistry. Fuel cells. Spacecraft need a source of electrical power, and astronauts need enough water for drinking and washing. Because the mass of spacecraft that are built to lift off from planets must be kept as low as possible, most batteries, which usually provide energy from the oxidation of a metal, would be too heavy. Electricity can be obtained from combustion reactions by burning a fuel to create heat, which runs a generator. However, producing electricity from burning fuels is very inefficient, because energy is wasted as heat. An answer to the problem already exists. Francis Bacon, a British scientist and engineer, had developed an idea proposed by Sir William Grove in 1839. A fuel cell generates electricity directly from a chemical reaction, as in a battery, but uses reactants that are supplied continuously, as in an engine. A fuel that runs on hydrogen and oxygen is currently installed on the space shuttle. An advantage of this fuel cell is that the only product of the cell reaction, water, can be used for life support. In a simple version of a fuel cell, a fuel such as hydrogen gas is passed over a platinum electrode, oxygen is passed over the other, similar electrode, and the electrolyte is aqueous potassium hydroxide. Membranes made from a solid polymer or a ceramic that are permeable to ions surround the two electrodes. Three of the most promising fuel cells are the alkali fuel cell, the phosphoric acid fuel cell, and the methanol fuel cell. The hydrogen-oxygen cell used in the space shuttle is called an alkaline fuel cell because it has an alkaline electrolyte. Anode, 2H2G plus 4OH minus AQ gives 4H2O L plus 4E minus. Electrolyte, KOH AQ. Cathode, O2G plus 4E minus plus 2H2O L gives 4OH minus AQ. Although its cost prohibits its use in many applications, the alkaline fuel cell is the primary fuel used in the aerospace industry. An acid electrolyte may also be used, as in a phosphoric acid fuel cell. Anode, 2H2G, gives 4H plus AQ plus 4E minus. Electrolyte, H3PO4 AQ. Cathode, O2G plus 4H plus AQ plus 4E minus gives 2H2O L. This fuel cell has shown promise for combined heat and power systems, CHP system. In such systems, the waste heat is used to heat buildings or to do work. Efficiency in a CHP plant can reach 80%. These plants could replace heating plants and power sources in colleges and universities, hotels and apartment buildings. Although hydrogen gas is an attractive fuel, it has disadvantages for mobile applications. It is difficult to store and dangerous to handle. One possibility for portable fuel cells is to store the hydrogen in nanotubes made of carbon, silicon or compounds such as WS2 or TiO2. Hydrogen molecules are in reality absorbed on the surfaces of these materials, and nanotubes have very large surface areas. Carbon nanofibers and herringbone patterns have been shown to store huge amounts of hydrogen and to result in energy densities twice that of gasoline. Another option is the use of organometallic materials or inorganic hydrides, such as sodium aluminium hydride, NaAlH4, doped with titanium. Fuel cell technologies developed for aerospace have the potential to change the way we live on Earth. Automobiles powered by hydrogen fuel cells are already being manufactured. However, there are many obstacles that must be overcome before fuel cells reach their potential to provide us with pollution-free energy. The hydrogen fuel cells are the most attractive because of their use of a renewable fuel. Hydrogen can be obtained from the water in the oceans. The challenge is to extract it from seawater by using solar energy and to find safe means of transportation and storage. Many practical problems with fuel cells also need to be solved, such as controlling the corrosion of electrodes and reducing the cell size and operating temperature. The development of biofuel cells is also potentially of great significance.